We find in this week's parasha, we read about the famous topic called machlokes, quarrels. That is, unfortunately, lately, on the market, on the headlines, it's a bit too often in our daily dictionary. Unfortunately, not only in Golden Dream, you know, that was time the Chodesh of Tammuz, but Tammuz, we know, the Chodim came from Sinas Chinim, the Machlokes and the quarrels. It's a steady basis, unfortunately, there are in the press, whether it's on a personal level or on a community level. I know most of us would rather not hear these words. I shouldn't really talk about such a topic because we have enough of it already, and you will both tell me, quit it. Off the premises. But maybe if we would learn and see and understand how crucial machloikis, quarrels, is and what it compounds, what it makes up, what's the ingredients that makes up of a machloikis, maybe we'll be able to learn, conquer, at least minimize or dilute this terrible disease. We've seen the parasha, the terrible catastrophe that happened because of the machlokes. It was what we call a major disaster. Rashi quotes on the pasuk of this week's parasha in Perek Yudayin, pasuk Chos, of Zion, on the pasuk that says that. We were a bit earlier. I said that the Rashi says, "Kamakoshi machloikis, borei kamakoshi machloikis." It says that even the top that bezin shalmalo is goyza. A bezin shalmalo is only from ben yigimel when you come by mitzvah. When you come into the adulthood, bezin shalmalo by ben chof at the age of 20. But by machloikis, even the children. Even the children, when the Rashi brings down, were also punished from because of the machlokes, because of partaking in it. Or if you learn, maybe it's because of just how severe the punishment of the machlokes is. We find Kama Chazal. It's quoted in the Brighton Lamedes Midrash. It's a likut. It's a compilement of a lot of the Chazal that teach us all that Midrash. And there's a whole long list over there. It says Koshi Machlekes Shimivei Vedemalkes Koshi Machlekes Shimivei Vektitzkaf Koshi Machlekes. How severe it is Machlekes Shimivei Vedechoyli. It brings different machlekes, unfortunately, different sicknesses, illnesses. Koshi machloikis shemevi sakonis nefoshes. Koshi machloikis shemevi deimisa atzmo. And enumerates many more examples. The famous going that says in Mishlei Perikovov Pasukov that in kitzur glamala eluk shesh machloikis bein mazeh. The kitzur could only work, have its power in working, in trying to influence the bezin shemala against klal yisrael when unfortunately shesh machloikis bein mazeh. We're very pressed of time. I don't know how much we'll be able to elaborate on it, but many of us, we've seen our own lives, unfortunately, over the years, in our own experience, how terrible machlokes is. So the thing is, maybe if we'll be able to properly understand the ingredients of what it's made up of, we'll be able to possibly solve a bit of the problem. Well, it's just a little analyze it, diagnose a little the problem. The first Rashi in the parasha, Rashi says, "Vayikach Korach benitz ben Kohat ben Levi." Rashi quotes the Medrash from Chumah Bariches, the other Medrashim, "The Lo Yizke ben Yankif." Korach, the son of Yitzchak, the Kohat ben Levi, but doesn't say who Levi is. He doesn't say that he's ben Yankif, the son of Yankif. Yankif is Avinu. Why? He was mispalled, Yankiv Avinu, mercy on himself, that he shouldn't be included. he shouldn't be included, and his name shouldn't be involved in the parasha of the machloikas. Shenema, the prophet says in Bereishis, ubekholam alteichat kloidi. So Rashi continues, the magic continues, the heich in this kishmosh koyach, and where do we find that koyach is, that a yankif is brought down to Mashiachis to Baal from koyach? We sacked Malduchim and Divayom, Shinema, Divayom, Mashiachis al Duchunam, says, Ben Naviyotov, Ben Koyach, Ben Yitz, Ben Koyach, Ben Levi, Ben Yisrael. So, Choyot, that's what Rashi says. Since he didn't want to take part of the machloike, he knew in Rosh Hashanah he had nothing to do with it. He didn't put Yisrael, his name shouldn't be. Don't, you mean, what he wanted to write the emphasis of the history of Koyach, don't put my name onto it. But Divayom, when we count on the Chunam, then by the Avodah, then we bring Ben Yankif. I mean, it's a bit hard to understand. I mean, we don't know who the emphasis of Koyach is. Is this the first time that I'm introducing Levi to the Torah? Koyach. Yitzhar, Kahos, Levi, this is not the introduction to Levi, we've known him before. He's not the first time he's here. And secondly, if there is some type of significance of quoting who the ancestors are, who the descendants are, so what's the difference? We quote it, or we don't quote it. If it's a significance, bring it all over. How do we understand this? Why here is it written as opposed to the Vihayom? Here in Korach it's written as opposed to the Vihayom, it's not written. I mean, what type of game is it? Are we fooling anyone? You know, here we know he's Ben Yankif. Here we put him under the table. We're hiding him. What's going on here? The L'chaya, we have to really go back to the beginning. I mean, that's the real beginning of Parshas Bereishis. Yes, we go back to the roots of Bris Olam. So Rashi brings down and says in Pesuk Zayin, in the beginning of the Bereishis, the Yasu Lekim Shekia, Hashem made the Rekia, the Yabdu Ben Hamayim Hashitach the Rekia, Ben Hamayim Shemal the Rekia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated, differentiated between the Mayim Alyoinim, the Mayim Tachtoinim, put the water half above, half underneath, but he came and saw what it was. So Rashi calls the Chazal, why over here? In Yom Sheni, it doesn't say Ki Tov. All the other days we say, it says Ki Tov. Hashem saw what happened, how it was created, how it came about, and it was Ki Tov. Here, Yom Sheni, you don't find Ki Tov. So Rashi asks the question, and Rashi gives his test from Chazal, because they wasn't 100% finished. The Medrash of Hanorot on this topic brings three pshatim. First pshat is Rashi's pshat, that it wasn't finished. The third pshat is also Gemara in Sanhedrin, that is Yem Shnuber Gehenim. But it brings the second pshat, a very interesting pshat. He says, Lo me'en k'siv b'sheni kitoy. Says the Medrash Omer Ibchanina Oimer Shiboy Nivis Machloikis. Because that was the day that Machloikis was created. Shenema Vayhi Mavdu Be'mayim Lamoyim. Now, this pasuk, since it was Mavdu, with separation between the two waters, that's a Machloikis, and therefore we don't want to say kitoy. The Medrash continues. If machloikis, which over here, in our case, is Yom Sheni of Bris Olam, by the separation of the two waters, it was for tikunai, it was to fix it up, to erect it, to establish it, and to inhabit it. Which is a good thing, ain't by Kitoiv, it's still the apostle does not say Kitoiv. Machloikis are the future generations of general, we understand that we only have Machloikis, Shiri Abuvo, Alachas Kamo, Vakamo, we shouldn't say Kitoiv. And the Choyah the Medish is a little hard to understand. I mean, what he's saying that, since the first Mandoma, since by the first day was Machloikis, We don't take Kitzek. So he continues, even though that first day was Tivoi Shalayla, Mitikuni Shalayla, Mishuvai, it's so good, it was an accomplishment. But still, yeah, but since later generations, Machlekes, which was coming out to be like a Kama the Kama, surely it's a logical understanding that it shouldn't be in Kitzek. I mean, but at the end of the day, the Medrash himself said that Yom Sheni, it was for the good of the world that it was separation. And the Lashon is very interesting. The language that the Medrash uses, the Rav Hanina says, Shibay Nivris Machloikis. Machloikis is created. I never understood that. I always thought Machloikis is. There's a Kishem Shem Parapetreim Shavim Kechim Eiferim Shavim. Just our facial, the Chazal says, just like our facial features. Everyone is different one to the next. So too, our understanding of the daily way life, how life should look and be run, is a bit different. A little different, this understanding one to the next. Sometimes the point is more crucial and we have to stand up for our life, or the life of the community, the life of civil life. So we make a much stronger point. But Machloekes is the outcome. It's the outcome of a disagreement. Why is the Medrash called Nivris? It's a creation. Shabbat Nivris Machloekes. Machloekes was created. It's a little hard to understand that. How do we understand that? But the Gemara, at the end of Shabbos, says something very interesting. If Shubham Lay, if it says that, let's get it. The Shuba Levi on the in the notes in his diary of Shuba Levi, he writes, "Hi man, the Bechad b'Shaba." Someone that asks man, but someone who's born on the first day of the Shabbat, sometimes on a Sunday, he gover with a lot of national gemara later on to be Yerush. He'll be, since he's born on the first day, he'll be first. The mazel is guiding him that he'll always be first on every on the doings and any new program, at launching any new programs, he'll be always the first. He says, "Hi, man, the b'tzeim shabbat." Someone who's born on the second day of the week, Monday, ye geverag, he will be a person who's a radzin, a tempered fellow. My Tana, what's the reason? Mushin the Fligu Beimaya. Since the waters are separated. They're separated and been removed. So Sayash is Mazda. Why Yehgav? Well, yeah, it says the man that Khab Shabbat was born on a Sunday, next Rashi. The Fligu Mayu, Kahu Yabn Kolam, just like the waters were separated. So too, this tempered fellow, Yabdu Mekolod, will always try to separate himself and differentiate himself from everyone else. So we see from here, Amorei Dikazach, an interesting point to note, that the time of creation, Hashem created the world, just understand that we know, Kedusha Shabbat, Hashem rested on the seventh day, 6 days of work, so the seventh day was resting. So too, in generations to come, the nature of these days is 6 days work and the seventh day rest. So too the Shiva Levi understood that every day, according to its personal ingredient, what we'll call it, that how it's the day has been set up, so too that given in the nature of that day and generations, what we'll call other one referred to as called mazel, that's called a mazel, it's a certain powers of nature that's built into that day. The Gemara already quotes on the Shaila, if it has to be after those hours or not, or just in general that day. There's a machlokes about the Gemara says that by something born on a Friday, there's no gam ptum, the bay, machlokes the poiskim. If it didn't be a day, it has to pass in Kalachol Maiz, the Gemara, that we say we do hold with this Gemara, but it has to be after, it has to be specific hours, not just in the right day, but certain hours. Those hours, those things were created in the Tisha Gemaraishis. You have to know what hours was the machloikis, the split between the man on yoyin and the man tachtayin. But in a nutshell, we see from here that Monday, since there was a split, it's brought into Tev Abriya, it's brought into the nature of our creation, that someone who's born in that day has the same characteristics and the same nature as being a high-tempered fellow. He's always out and looking to cause problems. We call in English and ask in the schools a troublemaker. So if that's the case, so that comes out, it's totally different. Now, machloikis, why is not on the kitoiv? Sheboy nivis machloikis. Machloikis was created. Machloikis is a creation. It's a creation in nature. And therefore, Einachanami, on that first Monday, maybe it was the tikkuni shaloylam, the yeshuva shaloylam. It was talking for the good, for the building of the world. But since it implanted in that day, or even in the idea in the world of machlokes, of separation, always putting himself up in someone else, that's implanted in the nature, and since it might come out sometimes good, but plenty, unfortunately, most of the time, if at least not utilized correctly, it comes out in a not the best manner, in a catastrophic outcome. So therefore, so that's why he says that even though then maybe it was the tikkun shel olam, it was for good, but since it's implanted and that started off the trend of future coming out on bad tenses and bad outcomes, therefore we can't say on it kitov anymore. So, to making it, we're going to relate already, so to make it back to Koyach, we see the same thing, that since there is certain natures that's been given over in families or from modeling days, when someone has bad natures, it's given over to the children. The genetic symptoms is not only on physical features, it's also on an emotional features. I mean, you talk to the doctors, people who unfortunately have emotional sicknesses, a lot of it comes from family genetics. So too, machlokes, if a father for some reason got implanted in him certain bad midos that his God opens over to the children. And therefore, as the Yankee Vini was telling and saying that there are certain bad midos, you should know that doesn't come from me. I am loichonic. I announce publicly that these bad tivistic, these bad natures did not come from me. And that's the way we see, and he quotes it in the by there on the Pasuk in Bereishis, when he curses out at Shimon and Levi, so he says, he said that they went and they killed out the city over there. He said it was quickly done. It came from the Kiva Abum Hogu Ish, and therefore Or Apom. It came from their anger. It came from them. He's trying to spell out to them that it's not come from me. And therefore, Oye Apple. I'm going to curse it that it shouldn't come from me. And the prophet says, Besaydim Atobi Mavshi, Bekoholim Amtechaz Kvoidi. So the Ashi says, what's the two things? Besaydim Atobi Mavshi is a Maisa Zimmi. That's the story of Zimmi. Shemikaptu Shiftei Shil Shimon. The Hovis is a Medjonus of Moshe. When we have this Pasha that he got together, Shevet of Shimon. And they, with the Midianites, they went to Moshe of Amalai, to Osa and Matthias, and they said, if so, who matched you about this way? Therefore, Hashem said, Yitzkesh Shmi B'Dovah. Don't count me on such a story. That's what the prophet says. Zimri ben Sodni Si Beis Al Nishimoini. It stops by Shimon B'Lakot and Ben Yankiv. It doesn't go first to Ben Yankiv. To Yankiv Rinu and so to the second half of the prophet goes, the Kahol Matech HaKloidi, Kishihikul Koyach, Shim Shikta Shul Yevi, So where was it? It was Mesachim Divrei Hayomim. So we see that Shimon HaLevi, where Andrew Bean is telling us that Shimon HaLevi got their bad midas, their bad characters from them. They didn't come from the Seder, from the office. That didn't come from me. Therefore, I have nothing to do with it. Shimon went ahead and Levi went ahead, and they did it on their own for whatever their reasons are, and they haven't conquered that big trait. So we see here, and it's very interesting, the Kol Matecha Kvod Yon Korach, we understand that's the Machoikis. By Shimon, I would say that problem by this story of Maisa Zimri, by the Shevet of Shimon, I would say the problem might have been it was a Maisa's Nuf. It was doing a Raya's adultery, that's not the proper thing, right? But from Rashi, you see that's not what Yankee Avinu's problem was. Yankee Avinu's problem was, when they gathered together and they ganged up against Moshe and said, who is this guy? Is he Osir? Is it Musa? If it's not, who gave you a right? Batisroi. It was the ganging up against Moshe that Yankee Avinu had the problem. That's a big chiddush. But that's what we see from Rashi here. That the problem was that this new characteristic that's coming from the ancestor, the younger means that it's a me, it has nothing to do with me. So we see from here a moedic lesson, a phenomenal lesson we see. That we see, you know, my son tells me that there's a stone object. So if something's stone, obviously there's a goddess, there's a rabba. I'm trying to explain that it's not the case. The case is, there's a rabba. Someone who likes stealing, either because he likes other people's things, or he just, he feels he wants to become rich, whatever the story is, whatever motivates him to steal, but the starting point is that he wants to steal. That he used objects, cash, jewelry, whatever the thing is, as a way of conquering for himself. But it starts off from the ganav, it starts off from the rabba. And he used the object as an in-between way how to acquire his gnevus. But it doesn't start off the stone that the object a stone. How did it become stone? Well, it must be through a ganav. Everyone understands that's not the way it works. So we see from here the same too by machloikis. Some might think that the reason why there's a machloikis because there's a topic involved that people is a little controversial. People might have different things how to look at it. Alright, so I take one side and he takes the other side. Alright, we're going to have a collision. From here we see that's not machloikis. Machloikis starts off differently. It starts off with, I am a hot-tempered fellow. I'm looking for trouble. I'm looking to start up with people. I want to be, like Rashi, when we learn in Shabbos, I want to be different from everyone. I want to be separation from everyone. So I'm looking, where could I start up with people? Where could I blow up a story? And you know, if I tell you that there's a certain messy story here in town, and there were some people who sided this way, and some people got involved, some people kept out of it, some people were neutral. I'm sure many of you over here would tell me, were able to pinpoint which, basically, as a rough scale, who was the heated fellows, who didn't keep in. It's very interesting. They're all a new story. You didn't hear any sides, and who's who. You could basically figure out on your own who were the troublemakers in the shul, who made the uproar in the shul, who didn't mix in. Because we see from here that the starting point is going on ourselves. And once we understand this, we might come to a different outcome. On the one hand, it's much harder. Like this, a machloikis, we say, it's a quarrel, we'll fix it up, we'll be no more machloikis, we'll make a pshara, we'll come in between the two of us, we'll solve things here. But if we see that machloikis comes because inside me it's burning, I can't sit still, I'm looking for action, so it's much harder, because it's in my genetic nature, so it becomes much harder. But on the other hand, could be a bit easier. Since we know where the problem is, we've diagnosed the problem. The sickness is always starting from me. In other words, when there's a machlokes between me and my neighbor, if I want to solve the problem, of course everyone thinks I have to work about the third party. I'm Mr. Fine, right? I'm Mr. Perfect. It's my fellow. It's the third party. He's the troublemaker. But if we go according to the insight, what we see here, it's just opposite. The problems start at home. The problem is with me. I'm the fellow who can't live together in harmony with the fellow, with the third party. So once we come to understanding the problem is me, that's already something different. We know the story of the fellow who, from the countryside, who always had family simchas in the city, from a more wealthier family, and he decided that he wants to come, but he always comes to once a year, the chasm, the simchi, he wants to come to a family affair, but he always embarrassed, he comes with his heavy coat, his husky, you know, from out in the farm, it's cold there, and he works in the dirt, and it's a different type of clothes, he has to keep himself protected well. So coming to a chasna, he needs a well-fitted suit, perfect, like a real gentleman. So he goes into the tailor, he saved up a lot of money for many years, he goes into the tailor and tells the tailor, please, I want a fitted suit, but perfect, 100%, to the last inch, from the waist, up, down, length, width, height, all sides. So he says, no problem, come back in 3 weeks, he measures him from all sides, comes back in 3 weeks, and he puts on the jacket, and doesn't fit. It doesn't really go on. So the tailor says, excuse me, I think you have a little misunderstanding. So a fitted suit, you can't put it on your bulky, husky coat. First take off your coat. Then put on your jacket, a normal person, like every other normal gentleman goes around with. And so too, if you want to fix some of this, you're always compared to from now on, I'm going to business now, I'm going to be Mr. Perfect. You can't just always start putting on good meters all of a sudden. Yeah, everything's fine. 2 minutes, everything's fine and dandy. First you got to take off a husky, bulky coat that we've been wearing so long. And we justify ourselves why we wear it. Listen here, I have many, you know, he works out in the cold, the farmer. It can be cold. He works with the thorns. He works with the animals. He has to protect himself. Me also, as a personal person, I deal with different people. Some of them are a bit rough people. I have to put on a certain coat to protect myself, to protect my self-image. But if you understand that the problem starts at home, we have to first take off and to make a work and scrape layer by layer of all our bad libis, and then we'll be zeicher to put on and work and look dignified. Say kut shivrichu, yashikach.
Thank you very much.